Modern crop farms in the Midwest are sophisticated businesses, so farmers managing them in tough times are reviewing business school basics.
We like to look at farming is we build commodities, and every individual acre is a unique production facility.
That's David Muth, who runs AgSolver in Ames, one of many data-driven startups promising to make farms more efficient. Muth compares each acre of a farm to one store in a chain of coffee shops. Some locations are profitable, others not so much.
The question we like to ask is, would we be satisfied if any one of those individual production facilities is operating at a loss?
Probably not, he says. So what do you do with the coffee shops that are losing money? Any MBA will tell you to do two things: reduce expenses and stop wasting money. Let's start with that second one. Andrew Heineman is driving his old pickup to a bright green field with shoots taller than any corn at this time.
Here they are.
This young farmer graduated from Iowa State University in 2013, just in time to return to his family's Boone County farm as the agriculture economy started to tank. This year he's planted about 150 acres of oats, a crop not seen on this corn-soybean farm in his lifetime. This past winter, he consulted with one of those data analysis firms.
Found out this was kind of one of our lower profit farms. So we're trying to figure out a way to kind of offset kind of the stuff from $3 corn.
Oats are risky, but Heineman ran his idea past Iowa State Extension agronomist Mark Johnson, who told him,
this would be a great year to try to raise them if you've got a market.
Now, back to the other business school lesson, cut costs. After land, seed is the biggest expense on a crop farm. Modern seeds are packed with special traits that protect them from insects or fungus or make them herbicide tolerant. Johnson says in the good years, the extra expense was cheap insurance. Now, he says, farmers could cut seed cost in half if they dropped all the traits.
You know, most guys are going to only ratchet back some traits, and so maybe they're only going to save 25% or 20%. But still, today's corn, that's still a pretty good chunk of money.
We're talking thousands, maybe tens of thousands of dollars. Ryan Brisley farms about 20 miles southeast of Heineman.
You take a little bit of a gamble when you try to reduce some things, but we did reduce some of our traits.
He's also using a nitrogen calculator that Iowa State has developed. He plugs in his location, the expected corn price, and the cost of fertilizer to find out just how much to use. Brisley will apply less than usual this year because a small bump from extra fertilizer won't generate enough additional corn to pay for itself. But he's cautious.
You don't want to do it where it's detrimental to your yield, because at the end of the day, yield is still king, and that's what's going to drive your return.
Here's one more savings tip. Make do. Brisley's maneuvering a huge red herbicide sprayer. It's not new. He and his family are repairing rather than replacing equipment. One side benefit of a rough farm economy, both state and federal officials are seeing more interest in conservation programs. Andrew Heineman drives back to his shop where his uncle and 92-year-old grandfather are working. He says the older generations are helping him navigate the lousy farm economy.
They say ag comes, it goes in cycles, and then you just kind of got to prepare for some of the bad times and the good, and then be able to ride it out and come back up.
That optimism is the hallmark of an entrepreneur, from Silicon Valley to the Iowa prairie. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.